The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is so confrontational. Ouch. No, it's good. It's remarkable, I think, when we see these words of Jesus, encounter these words of Jesus, and to know that he is the divine love. And he is nothing other than divine love all the time, all the way through, for everyone he encounters. So these woes that he proclaims to the scribes and Pharisees, this is for their good. This is love in action. Okay, I'm not saying that you have to do this, right? I'm not saying you have to go around prophesying in this manner, but we have enough room in our minds and hearts for this Jesus, and the divine love can be confrontational, and it's a good thing for us that the divine love can be confrontational, because we need sometimes confrontational love. Love of God. So it's back to the question of why we do what we do, and a lot of our life, especially the life that's lived on social media, our life is lived to be seen, and you can say, well, of course that's not me, Father, I'm too old to have social media, I don't have social media. I'm not in that world. But you do live in that world. So the habits of heart that are prevalent in our world, even if you may not live them the same way, you are acculturated to a different mode of being, and the world that we live in is world of show. Like, it's not everything is on display, though, right? It's a carefully curated image of me. That's who I am. I am this careful. This is one of the reasons, by the way, why cyberbullying is so deadly. Because when a teenager who has been immersed in social media has his or her online presence brought into question, well, that's the end of their life. They can't live beyond the destruction of their carefully curated image. And it can't withstand threats, because it's such a fragile thing that we put out. Anyway, this is probably a reflection, and it's probably a deep reflection of who we are and what we value anyway. Kids tend to live out our ideologies more consistently than we live them out. And that's, in this case, curse. What is it that we could say, okay, well, it's vanity, we need to get past that, but why do we do what we do? Do we do what we do in order to be seen? Do we want people to see us in a certain way, and so on and so forth? There's other things going on in this passage, but I think that's for us. I think we can take that by itself. Jesus, there's big confrontation, but Jesus wants to renew and restore humanity. He wants to heal, restore, renew, give life back to, et cetera, humanity. And he does that from the inside out. He does it from the inside out. So he does it by preparing hearts for himself and giving us new hearts, preparing hearts for himself that he can pour his love into us. And then it's ours to live and breathe with the love that he has poured into our hearts and to conform our lives to the divine love. And it has some structure to it, right? So that we're not, because it's easy sometimes when we try to love people, I think we start to realize just how selfish we are. Like we want to do and be for the other, but we find that we still think about how it all affects us and what I'm getting out of it, how it makes me feel. All that kind of thing. So even living for the other, we realize that we're held back by our own selfishness. And this is the kind of renewal, again, that Jesus wants to work in us. That's the divine love taking hold of us when we find ourselves, more self-forgetful, living for God, living for the other. This is the kind of renewal that Jesus wants. Then our lives will start to look maybe different, maybe the same. Maybe we'll have more energy for the things that we're committed to because they're the right thing to do. Maybe we'll find different right things to do because God is living in us and working through us, and it's all about his plan and not my plan, and so on and so forth. But he wants to effect a renewal within us. He wants to fill our hearts and our lives with his love. He wants us to, we have the Eucharist. He wants us to feed off of his love for us. And he wants us to bring that love to life in the world. Yeah. Give yourself to him. Let him do what he wants to do. He will renew the world. He wants to do it through us, but it's his work. He wants to do it through us, but it's his work. So give yourself to him, be transformed by his love, and commit yourself to bringing his love to life for others. Then we won't have to be concerned about being whitewashed tombs or whatever great things Jesus says here. You know, we won't be full of dead men's bones on the inside. We'll be on the inside filled with the love of God, and more and more in our lives that express our interior life, we will be incarnations of the love of God for the world.